So, Oop-Oop wants us to find some secret society that's so secret their own members don't know they're in it?
What I don't understand, Ruby, is why does Oop-Oop think we can see through the Alubu's illusions?
Well, we don't share their belief system, so maybe we can. Who knows?
Why are they called the Bubble People?
The what?
Bubbly People.
I believe they're called the Bubble People because of their milieu.
Ooh, they smell? The Alubus have a name for it. They call it the Nakri.
Is this Nakri something we'll be able to see?
Depends on their son.
What about their daughter?
Ow!
Ah, we're coming out of hyperspace.
We were in hyperspace? I thought it was the caffeine.
Look, guys, if we're all supposed to be part of the digital circus, what roles are we faking?
Well, Andor is part of the techie team, so he'll play himself.
And what about Kapoor? What's he gonna do?
How about the high wire?
No. I don't want to be a trapeze monk. Not again.
Why not?
The other monks never catch me.
Yeah, but you made a lot of people laugh.
Yeah, all the way down.
But you got the best laugh when you hit the ground.
I know. It cracked me up, too.
Huh. What about you, Taru?
Well, maybe I'll pass myself off as myself.
That's the best you can do?
Well, maybe I'll do a presentation on the ancient monsters that once roamed our beloved planet.
I didn't know there were any prehistoric monsters on Sumanula.
True, but after all, the circus is showbiz.
The greatest show on Earth.
We're not on Earth.
The greatest show off Earth?
I know the perfect disguise for Kapoor.
Uh-oh.
A clown.
Kapoor the clown.
What do I do? Wear a big honking nose and funny ears and floppy shoes and paint my face?
Just go as yourself.
Really? Oh, Ruby.
She's got a point. You know how Ruby always says, stop clowning, Kapoor. Well, this is your opportunity to keep on clowning.
Ooh. You mean Kapoor the Clown?
Yeah, why not?
Or Kapoor the Super Clown. Or Kapoor the Super Duper Clown.
Shut up.
What will you be going as, Ruby?
Oh, I don't know, maybe a bareback rider?
Ooh, that sounds chilly.
You'll need something more death-defying, Ruby.
Just breathing is death-defying enough for Kapoor.
Well, I guess we're arriving at our destination.
You know, I think you should be something other than a professor.
I like being a professor. You get respect, and that's something we all need lots of, Ruby.
All right, be a professor, but why not a professor of something no one ever heard of, Taru?
What has no one ever heard of, Ruby?
I don't know. Keep your ears open, Taru.
And there before them, like a giant bubble floating in space, is the planet of Alubu-Wa. The mothership glides into orbit as the little piglets detach themselves and scurry on down to the welcoming planet below.
It appears fairly civilized, at least on the surface.
Yes, it does. Why, their buildings are no more than a couple of stories high, with lush green and purplish vegetation growing in between. It's like a city built in a park.
They may not share our obsession with technology.
They aren't capable of space travel.
I know, they don't even have satellites.
What? No dishes?
No dishes, no microwaves, nothing.
How do they cook?
They must have to eat everything raw.
Okay, guys, put your translators on.
Check.
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 From here on, we're talking Ilubuin.
Ilubuin.
Their main city, Bassoon, looked pretty bland at first. Their buildings were the same color as the desert they were built on. But when you got closer, you saw there were different textures, subtle colors with labyrinthine designs carved all over the buildings. I got the impression that artists were actually appreciated here. I knew I was on an alien planet. The streets were a maze. There wasn't any kind of recognizable grid. You were constantly zigzagging around something or other, a hill, a boulder, even a giant cactus tree. Why build a city among all these rocks? The tallest buildings were maybe 3 or 4 stories high. None of the buildings were as high as the trees. I like trees. We still got a few of them back on my planet, Sumanula. But on old Earth, they got rid of them. Sometimes you'll see one growing on the edge of some shopping mall. Yeah, back on old Earth, they cut them down and built microwave towers. Microwaves have replaced breathing. Everyone's brains are being baked, but who cares? They don't. This planet, Alubu-Wa, is pretty much a desert planet. The trees are a sort of spiky palm. Oh yeah, I forgot to finish about the buildings. They're not the square boxes or shipping carton architecture humans like to be packed in. These look more like the weird boulders they're built among. So Some are roundish or dome-like or a kind of pleasing lump. I don't know how the race of beings who live here, the Alubus, evolved to look like they do. Their arms almost reach to the ground. That's because their legs are so short. They're pear-shaped people, no neck to speak of, kind of pointed head. They waddle from side to side when they walk. They're kind of cute. The Alubus are shorter than we are and wider, especially in the bottoms. But come to think of it, back on old Earth, most people have become pretty pear-shaped with bottoms that need two chairs to sit on. But that's not evolution. That's junk food. I swear, Earth's going to have rings like Saturn, only they won't be made up of space dust. They're made up of gobs of fried grease. Well, let's get back to Ilubuwa. We settled down outside the city, went through decontamination, met the Ilubu delegates, a chubby little row with nodding heads and official smiles. And then the digital circus got to work, setting up the inflatables, the big and little tops that, by the way, didn't look at all out of place among their roundish boulders and plump buildings.
Whoopi! Welcome to Ilubuwa.
A pleasant-looking pear shape came waddling through the crowd.
Nice to see you. I'm Oopbu.
Well, I'm here. How can I help?
Can we speak in private?
Yeah, I got an inflatable. Come on.
The Illusionati, Ruby.
You want me to prove they exist?
Most definitely they exist.
But your people don't buy that, right?
They believe the Illusionati is merely another conspiracy theory, Ruby.
So you want proof?
I want you to find out exactly who they are and what they are scheming.
You think an outsider can do that?
You will be an honored alien guest. You will be invited into the most influential houses.
So I'm wined and dined. Then what? You expect me to sneak upstairs and pick their safe, see what secrets they've stashed?
No. Ruby, you know so little about the Ilubu.
Well, you keep your planet off limits. What do you expect?
Come close to me, Ruby.
Okay. I took a step and stopped.
Closer, please.
I didn't know what he was up to, but I figured whatever it was, I could handle it. I was wrong. It was like stepping through a membrane. Like I wasn't in the room anymore, but inside him, or part of him. I stepped into a swirl of patterns, impressions, images. I slowed it down, and then it started to form into a kind of labyrinthine design, reminiscent of the ones on the buildings. Somehow it felt very ancient, mystical. The past, the present, the future, all slowly tumbling around me. I stepped back out.
And what did you feel, Ruby?
Felt like I stepped inside a bubble.
And?
Well, at first it was a little disorienting, but when I slowed it down, I felt I could almost read your thoughts.
But could you?
No.
Oh.
But I did get a sense of how you see things.
And you were not frightened?
Me? No, why?
It may be confusing if you are not accustomed to our ways.
What happens when you get together in a crowd with all your bubbles bumping up against each other?
We retract our field so it does not mingle with others. It is not healthy for us to do so over extended periods of time.
Is this what you call the Nakri?
The Nakri, oh yes.
You're hoping I'll be able to read your people's thoughts, is that it?
Do you believe that is possible?
Well, I don't see how. What I saw in you was alien to me.
Your first exposure, of course.
The patterns I saw. Is that the way you guys think? You don't think in words, but what? Geometric designs?
Words are simply codes for carrying the images for someone else to decode and reconstruct in their minds. But we of the Ilubu, when we seek direct communication, we merge. We allow our presence, our Nakri, to intermingle, and then there are no lies, Ruby.
So you can read each other's minds.
Not read, intuit.
Well, if you can do that, why do you need me?
You will be able to get close to them, closer than I.
Yeah, and how's that gonna happen?
As an honored guest, you will be invited into the houses of the most powerful families. You will meet the highest and most influential of our people, and when you are physically close, you will step within their nakri, and you will intuit their truth.
What's the chance they're going to be able to read me?
What do you mean? You of the humans. You have no nakri.
Do you trust him, Ruby?
I never trust anyone who hires me.
But I hired you once. Oh, I see.
And where's Andor?
Out in the field.
They're puffing up the big top.
Oh, yeah?
It's a big inflatable with lots of little ones attached that stick out in all directions. It looks like a giant octopusy.
They're throwing a party for us tonight, Ruby. We're going to meet all the big pairs.
Good.
I wonder what they eat here.
Anything that moves and a lot that doesn't.
Ooh, just like back home.
I've always hated official gatherings, dignitaries, all that crap. But this one gave me the opportunity to slip into something a little revealing, to check their pulse, so to speak, see what we had in common. We were camping out at the Digital Circus in our own little inflatable caravan when TJ announced,
"Well, looks like our limousines have arrived, Ruby."
"Those were limos? They looked like big weenies."
They did look a little like sausages linked together.
"Oh yeah, the Chorizo Express."
"Look, the limousines have little feet."
They did have little feet. If you can imagine a wiener with centipede feet, you get the picture. But it got us to the reception, and I got to admit, it was a very smooth ride. The reception was in an impressive building. They seemed to prefer round shapes or oblong, no sharp corners. Maybe their pear-shaped bodies had something to do with it.
But if a pear shape prefers an oblong, why do humans prefer corners and sharp edges? Humans aren't square.
Aren't they?
Well, maybe it's because we like to put things in little boxes.
Good point, Kapoor. And speaking of points, look at the points on that blonde over there.
You mean her pointed head?
Yeah, that too. What do you think of her?
She's solid.
Yeah, stacked like a brick pyramid.
I don't think I can tip her over.
I wouldn't try, Kapoor.
So as I was saying, there were no windows, but one wall was open to the desert, or I thought it was. It was a gigantic floor-to-ceiling screen with an image of the desert. Then I realized it was a diorama, a sort of a holographic painting you can walk into. The Ulubus were dressed in their formal finest. For the men, it was their version of a tuxedo, robes of all kinds of shimmering colors. The women were more muted, subdued, more earthy, not so colorful. I wondered who ran things around here.
They appear to be polite little pairs, Ruby.
Yeah, let's work the room. Let's see what we can pick up.
There's a cute little pair over there. Why don't you see if you can pick her up, Kapoor?
This isn't what I meant, guys.
Oh.
Andor.
Yes, Ruby?
Check out the way they communicate. Are they using a local thought text or an implantophone, you know?
Well, I thought Oop Boop demonstrated to you how they communicated
with... Yeah. But how do I know he's telling me everything?
All right, Ruby.